Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we wind down a maybe not so great year. But one thing to take a look at in the year just passed is what were the worst predictions that anybody made in 2020. Maybe you made some terrible predictions. Maybe you have some ideas about that. We will get to that. But first off, we have a prediction, actually a preference, in terms of a Republican nominee for 2024. And the front-running nominee, according to every poll that I have seen, and there are several of them, the front-running nominee is Donald J. Trump. Well, Cal Thomas has a provocative column where he's a strong supporter of President Trump and very much an appreciator of his accomplishments as president. But he has a better idea for President of the United States. Cal Thomas is one of the most popular syndicated columnists in the country. He's in hundreds of newspapers. His column has been going on for 35, it's now 36 years. And he has a new book. It's called America's Expiration Date, where he offers a sobering message that we're on the downward slope to self-destruction. Cal, on that unhappy note at the end of the year, it's great to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Michael. Always good to be with you. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And, okay, first of all, this poll that they just took, they asked people open-endedly, which candidates would you consider to be a Republican nominee in 2024, and President Trump was leading. He had over 50%. But right up against him, just a few points behind him, was your candidate, who is?
Well, Mike Pence. I've known Mike for about 30 years. I know him when he was in Congress in his first term as governor of Indiana, and then, of course, as vice president. Just met with him a couple of weeks ago in his office in Washington, and I just think he has the complete package. Now, as I say in my column that you referenced, Trump has given backbone to the Republican Party that it hasn't had since Ronald Reagan. He's done magnificent things, but what kept him from winning, I mean, I know there are a lot of people out there who still think the election was stolen, and maybe it was, I don't know, but he's not going to win re-election this time. What kept him from winning, I think, was his personality. There are an awful lot of people, I call it a leftover from the Puritan ethic days, who don't like the kind of name-calling and talking down and belittling other people. And I think the president stepped on his own successful message time after time, whether it was the economy, conservative judges on the courts, Middle East peace, which has been fantastic. Nobody could have predicted that a year ago. But he comes out with these demeaning comments about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they become the headlines, not the successes that he's had. I think Mike Pence is the perfect package. He believes in all the things that Trump believes in, but he's also got a strong faith. He doesn't talk down or belittle other people. He's not personality driven. And, you know, 4 years is a long time. Anything can happen. But as of now, he would be my top choice.
Yeah, just for the sake of information, in this most recent poll where it was open-ended, people could mention anybody, the third-place finisher was Ted Cruz, who even knows if he is going to consider running right now. If you were to say to people, if you were to say to Mike Pence, okay, it's very, very important. There's a lot of pressures on him right now because on January 6th, which is coming up next week, on January 6th, Mike Pence is going to have to be actually announcing the result of the Electoral College votes. And there's a lawsuit against him now by Louie Gohmert and others saying that he should recognize Trump electors from the disputed states, not Biden electors who have been certified. How should Mike Pence handle this kind of pressure if he wants to keep alive his own viability as a potential president?
Well, I think, you know, the Democrats have done the same thing in past elections, and they've done it for 4 years, the Donald Trump trying to undermine the results of the 2016 election. But that's no excuse for not obeying the law. I think that Mike Pence is a man of supreme integrity. You know, he was mocked for clinging to what is referred to as the Billy Graham rule, not being alone with a woman, not your wife. And then came Harvey Weinstein and all these other characters who were done in by violating that standard. So he's looking pretty good in that regard. I think he needs to do what the law says and what the electors have done in their individual states. He's loyal to the Constitution. He's loyal to the rule of law. He's also been loyal to the president. But I think in his role as president of the U.S. Senate, he needs to stick with the law, because if you don't, these kinds of things can come back to bite you when the argument is on the other side.
Do you think it's conceivable that if President Trump does decide to run again, and people around him say that's what he's talking about, he wants to pull a Grover Cleveland and come back and redeem himself from his defeat this time with a big win in 2024. If President Trump runs again, do you think Mike Pence would run against him?
That's a very good point. I think, you know, he's kind of freezing the area right now, the arena, because he hasn't really announced what he's going to do, and it's still too early. But I think if he does say that he's going to run, that's going to present a problem. You mentioned Ted Cruz. There are others out there. Frankly, I think an ideal ticket for me, as of right now, as me in 4 years, would be Pence at the top and Nikki Haley as his running mate. She did a tremendous job in South Carolina. She handled the whole Confederate flag issue very, very well, finding a middle ground, and she's very articulate. Her latest book is a great read, and I think she has a lot of credibility in the minority community for the way she related to African Americans in South Carolina, especially after the terrible church shooting a couple of years ago. So I think that'd be a great ticket, but who knows what Trump will do, and who knows what's going to happen in 4 years. I think we ought to be looking right now at the Georgia race. That's the most important thing, to thwart a liberal Biden agenda, and then 2024 will kind of shape up on its own.
What about that Georgia race? What's the most important thing that, I mean, Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue are in an awful situation because of this whole debate that's going on about increasing the checks that are going to be sent out, the actual deposits are going to be sent out to Americans, increasing it from $600 a person to $2,000 a person. The Democrats are pushing them on that. What should their position be for the sake of the country and for the sake of their political future?
Well, you know, we really can't go on like this. We got $28 trillion almost in debt and counting, and Biden wants to spend even more. One of the points I make in my book, America's Expiration Date, is that massive national debt is a major contributor to the fall of empires and superpowers of the past. You just can't go on like this. But the Democrats and much of the media have conditioned us to what I call an entitlement mentality. Now, when I was growing up, I was taught that inspiration followed by motivation followed by perspiration improves any life. But now the doctrine today seems to be envy, greed, and entitlement. And people who are not wealthy or who are not middle class think that everybody else owes them a living. And the Democrats play on this. And the more they give away, the more they think they can addict people to government, they're the party of government, and get them to vote for them in endless elections for the future. I think it's a very, very dangerous thing. The best way to fix the economy is to open it up again. Open up restaurants, yes, with safety. Open up sports events, yes, with safety. But put people back to work. They don't need to be addicted to government. They need to work and earn a living on their own. And the governments and the so-called scientists and experts are still getting their paychecks, members of Congress, but they're denying them to an awful lot of other people.
That's Cal Thomas. His most recent book is called America's Expiration Date. If you were to, in just a few seconds, talk about one change that would stop the slide of America, how would you say it in a few words?
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I had mentioned some good news before for President Trump, which is that, and it's kind of you would expect it, because when you ask people open-ended, which candidates would you consider for the Republican nomination, in 2024. The fact that over half of people named President Trump, close to half named Mike Pence, it's kind of what you'd expect because of the first names that come to mind. But there is another bit of polling good news and some bad news for President Trump at the same time. He has been chosen the most admired man in America. He was named by 18% as the most admired man in America. He replaces Barack Obama, who had been holding that title for a long time, and Obama's second at 15%. Americans are more likely to name Donald Trump as the most admired man in 2020. Trump tied former President Barack Obama for the honor last year, but he edged out his predecessor this year. Trump's first place finish ends a 12-year run as most admired man for Obama. He's tied with Dwight Eisenhower for the most ever. And who is the most admired woman in America? Is it, and this I think is actually worth noting. Most admired woman, Melania Trump? No, but she's up there. The First Lady almost always is, because they just ask people open-ended. They say, what woman that you have heard or read about living today in any part of the world do you admire most? Nancy Pelosi is not on the list. She doesn't make it anywhere. I mean, Congress continues to be held. This is according to the Gallup poll. Congress is not wildly popular. Mitch McConnell doesn't make it anywhere either. But number one is Michelle Obama. Number two is Kamala Harris. Number three is Melania Trump. And number four is Oprah Winfrey. So you know what's notable about this? I mean, we're supposed to be such an incurably racist country, and we still have the burdens of racism, that of the four top women, the most admired women anywhere in the world where people are allowed to name anybody, three of the top four are black. Yeah, that's right. Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris, Oprah Winfrey. One of the top four is Slovenian-American. and by the way, that's not to say that Michelle Obama and Kamala Harris and Oprah Winfrey aren't American, all born in the USA, very obviously. But I do think it says something about the United States of America. With all of that going on, there continues to be every sort of discussion and permutation about America coping with its history of racism. There was another decision that was made in Boston. And by the way, the one thing about, I mentioned good news and bad news for Donald Trump, the bad news is that since the election, his approval rating has gone down. And his approval rating has gone down from 43% to 39%, and it's not doing well. The approval rating for Joe Biden has gone up. And why is that? Joe Biden has shied away from controversy, very obviously. He's trying to get his administration ready. And President Trump, well, not so much. That according to the Gallup poll. I was mentioning this other racial issue where it says Statue of Lincoln is removed in Boston. Well, actually, the headline is more fair in the New York Post. The statue of slave kneeling before Lincoln is removed in Boston. We've talked about this controversy before, because the same statue, the statue in Boston, which is right off of Boston Common, which is this beautiful stretch of green and water at the very center of the city. It was the old common for the old city of Boston. Now, of course, it's a beautiful public park, but workers removed the Emancipation Memorial, also known as the Emancipation Group, and the Freedman's Memorial yesterday Actually, they removed it today, this morning, from a park just off Boston Common, where it had stood since 1879. City officials had agreed in late June to take down the memorial after complaints and a bitter debate over the design. Mayor Marty Walsh acknowledged at the time that the statue made residents and visitors alike, quote, uncomfortable. The bronze statue, is a copy of a monument that was erected in Washington, D.C. 3 years earlier in 1876 to celebrate America's centennial. The copy was installed in Boston because the city was home of the sculptor of the statue, who was white, whose name was Thomas Ball. It was created to celebrate the freeing of slaves in America and was based on Archer Alexander, who was a real-life former slave who escaped from slavery, then helped the Union Army, and was the last man recaptured under the Fugitive Slave Act. And that was very significant to Massachusetts because the opposition to the Fugitive Slave Act was huge. The idea that people were required after this law passed in 1850, if slaves escaped, they had to be returned. And you could get a case brought against you. You're violating the law if you help people achieve their freedom, which leaders in Massachusetts hated and protested against. But while some saw the shirtless man, and he is supposed to be based on this guy, Archer Alexander, rising to his feet while shaking off the broken shackles on his wrists, others perceived him as kneeling before Lincoln, his white emancipator. Freed black donors paid for the original in Washington. White politicians and circus showman Moses Kimball financed the copy in Boston. The inscription on both reads, "A race set free and the country at peace. Lincoln rests from his labors." More than 12,000 people have signed a petition demanding the statue's removal, and Boston's Public Arts Commission voted unanimously to take it down. The statue will be placed in storage until the city decides whether to display it in a museum. Look, the same statue that they have in Washington, D.C., which is now protected by the National Guard because there have been so many threats against it, I'm afraid that's probably going to be removed as well. And so how does the racial issue and the other issues about the $2,000 payoff to Americans, how's that impact the race in Georgia? Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Michael MedVet.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The eyes of the political world are on the Senate. It's now up to senators to decide how to proceed with the measure that would increase direct payments to Americans to $2,000. President Trump has demanded the increase, and it passed in the House yesterday. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue on the bill the president signed late Sunday.
You know, I'm really delighted that the president signed the COVID bill into law Sunday night. I spoke with him many times over the weekend, over the holiday. He was very concerned about getting this help to the American people.
Vice President Biden-elect Kamala Harris received her coronavirus vaccine. Harris's vaccination comes exactly 1 week after President-elect Joe Biden received his. American Airlines is putting passengers back on Boeing 737 MAX for the first time in the United States since the aircraft was grounded nearly 2 years ago following two deadly crashes. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Michael Medved show, the bill to increase the COVID relief payments from $600 to $2,000, and also, as I understand it, and it has just passed the House, it is being blocked in the Senate right now by Mitch McConnell. I hope he continues to do that, actually. That bill passed the House by 275 to 134. Which is just barely enough. They need the two-thirds under the House rules to get to that point. The Senate is a real problem, and this is a real problem for Republicans, and particularly a problem politically, particularly for those two U.S. senators, both of whom have said, yes, we support raising the payments to $2,000. Of course, it's popular. You don't want to stand between eager voters who are casting their ballots right now. And over 2 million Georgians have already voted with early voting or mail-in ballots. John Ossoff, who's one of the Democrats running in Georgia, has had this to say, announcing a new theme to his campaign, which, considering how brutal some of the ads are that he has used against David Perdue, who is his opponent, it's kind of ironic that he is now trying to portray himself as a candidate of light and decency and unity. This is clip number 8, Jeremy.
4 years of hatred, racism, division, and fear. It's time we had a politics that was founded on love, empathy, decency, compassion, respect for human rights. DeKalb County has the power. Georgia has the power to set the tone for the next several decades in this country.
Okay, how does it set the tone for love and acceptance and respect and unity if you begin by talking about the last 4 years as a nightmare of racism and fear and division and terror? And look, of course, it's expected that he is going to be critical of President Trump. President Trump lost Georgia. He lost Georgia very narrowly, but he lost it. But to then say that you are going to turn the corner by basically kicking at the record of a president who is already lost, I don't know if that works for John Ossoff. And by the way, it's very hard to tell. The two candidates, they're almost running mates. Ossoff and Warnock and Loeffler and Perdue. But it used to be that I think a lot of people felt that if one of the Republicans was going to win, only one, it would be Perdue. But now I think because of some of the problems with Pastor Warnock's campaign and his candidacy and really material about him, it's I'm much more likely, if it's going to be, it seems to me, just one of the candidates who wins this thing, and that's all the Republicans need to keep control of the Senate. If either Kelly Loeffler or David Perdue win, Mitch McConnell stays as majority leader and Republicans keep control of the Senate. There is this from the Washington Free Beacon, and I think it's serious. And it's serious because it involves an arrest record that really we hadn't heard about. And it's an arrest record for Reverend Raphael Warnock. And here's the story. It's as reported by Alana Goodman. Among indignities that 12-year-old Anthony Washington endured at the church camp overseen by Reverend Raphael Warnock, counselors who tossed urine on him and locked him outside his cabin overnight. Washington, who is now 30, recounted the events in an interview with Washington Free Beacon and said his experience at the camp resulted in a 2003 lawsuit that ended 2 years later, 2005, 15 years ago, when Washington says he and his family received a large financial settlement. Washington expressed surprise when he was told, Raphael Warnock is currently running for U.S. Senate in Georgia. I don't think nobody like Warnock should be running for damn Senate nowhere, running a camp like that, he told the Free Beacon. He shouldn't be running for government. Warnock has faced scrutiny over his 2002 arrest for allegedly obstructing a child abuse investigation by Maryland State Police that centered on the camp's treatment of children. Washington's account is buttressed by records from the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene obtained by Free Beacon earlier this month, which indicated that campers were routinely left unsupervised, staffers were not subject to required criminal background checks, and at least five cases of child abuse or neglect were brought against the camp's director, who was ultimately forced to resign. Warnock served as senior pastor at Baltimore's Douglas Memorial Community Church from 2001 until 2005. His job included overseeing the expansion of the church's sleepaway camp, which was called Camp Farthest Out, which served inner-city children. I just wanted to get the hell away from that camp, Washington said in an interview. I didn't want to spend another day there. That camp was real messed up. Washington's sister, Dominique, who also attended Camp Farthest Out this summer, her brother says he was abused, corroborated the family's involvement in the lawsuit. Another source close to the Washington family told the Free Beacon that the lawsuit was related to an incident when counselors poured urine on Anthony at the camp. It goes on, and it gets horrible, but here's the thing. Warnock was arrested at Camp Farthest Out on July 31st, 2002, after a Maryland state trooper said he repeatedly disrupted her interviews with counselors while she was investigating allegations of child abuse. Warnock and another reverend were charged with hindering and obstructing police, but the charges were later dropped by the state prosecutor. When inspectors from the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene visited Camp Farthest Out in 2002, they also found multiple health and safety violations. In June 2003, the Department of Health denied Camp Farther South certificate to operate a youth camp. One reason for the denial, according to the records, was that the camp failed to report at least five findings of child abuse leveled against its director, Brian Carter, by the Department of Social Services. Now, the fact is that there weren't abuse charges specifically against Raphael Warnock, but he was one of the people in charge and responsible. And a health inspector in a July 31st, 2002 report, staff are not supervising campers. Conversations with medical staff and pool staff indicate that this is routine among the counselors. It was observed during inspection today. He was one of the responsible parties. And to actually be arrested because you're interfering with an investigation is pretty serious. Now, Kelly Loeffler has commented on this. And there are all kinds of questions that Raphael Warnock is going to have to answer. Now, is this dirty politics? Are you kidding me? Try to imagine it was somebody on the other side, if you're a defender of Raphael Warnock, if something like this came up. Of course it's an issue. And again, it goes together with some of the ridiculous things that he has said, his participation in a church that invited for a great honor and for a very public speech, Fidel Castro, that it goes with him saying that you can't serve God if you're serving the U.S. Army. I mean, honestly, it's a real question, not about Loeffler's record, but Warnock's record. So what does that mean coming up in Georgia? We'll talk about it on the Medved Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with the vaccines being administered all across the country, and with a bunch of people who have already had the coronavirus and getting better from it, we're making real progress. And there's an analysis that says we may be closer to normal life resuming than many people even recognize. We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. One of the things I wanted to mention to you is that the amazing achievement of actually getting these vaccines out there, and now there's a possibility of AstraZeneca vaccine being made. We already have two from Pfizer and Moderna. And it shows you the power of the free enterprise system. And one of the things about investing with our crowd, particularly in a year where many people are saying that 2021, with the world recovering from coronavirus, could be a year for pent-up demand, for really true great prosperity, good year for the markets, it's terrific for you to take advantage of that situation and sign up for some startups, some new enterprises that are just getting started, and you can be part of that through the crowdfunding company. It's called Our Crowd. And Our Crowd is my brother's company. It's remarkable, some of the high-tech and healthcare innovations that are actually being funded and invested in. You don't need a huge amount of money to invest either. This is open, and the information is free. You can participate in some of the webinars. You can find out more about it. It costs you nothing. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and let that be one of the last big things you do in 2020 that can lead to a better 2021. Our Crowd. Click on the banner. Sign up for free for the information at michaelmedved.com. Okay, speaking of Kelly Loeffler in Georgia, she said this, and again, she's trying to walk the line between favoring a bigger relief check for every American. At the same time, she supports President Trump. At the same time, she wants to work, continue working, as she has very effectively, with her fellow U.S. senators. Kelly Loeffler said this, being interviewed right after a campaign event. This is clip 7.
We have to provide relief to Americans because Democrats have locked our country down. They've played politics with this moment and refused to pass relief month after month after month. And then Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders have admitted that they did that because of the election. They played politics with it.
Okay, what they did is they were waiting for a new president. They were confident Biden would win. And, of course, that's one of the ironies about this $2,000 payment. Is it possible, even likely, that Joe Biden, early on in his presidency, would provide even more money for that kind of relief, further relief? Sure, and particularly if the Democrats win and they have control of the Senate and control of the Senate agenda, this could be a very real and devastating impact. And speaking of devastating impact, there is this, a headline from Associated Press, "Bomber told neighbor, world won't forget me." Dateline Nashville, Tennessee. It seemed like a friendly chat between neighbors only after a bomb exploded in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning that Rick Laud grasped the sinister meaning behind his neighbor's smiling remark that Nashville and the rest of the world would never forget him. Loud told the Associated Press on Monday that he was speechless when he learned that authorities identified his 63-year-old neighbor, Anthony Quinn Warner, as the man suspected of detonating a bomb that killed himself, injured three other people, and damaged dozens of buildings. Loud said he saw Warner standing at his mailbox less than a week before Christmas and pulled over in his car to talk. After asking how Warner's elderly mother was doing, Loud said he casually asked, "Is Santa going to bring you anything good for Christmas?" Warner smiled and said, "Oh, yeah, Nashville and the world is never going to forget me," Loud recalled. Loud said he didn't think much of the remark and thought Warner only meant that something good was going to happen for him financially. "Nothing about this guy raised any red flags," Loud said. "He was just quiet." Loud said Warner sometimes did not respond when he and other neighbors waved to him, but he said he did not take it personally. "I knew that he was just a recluse," he said. Investigators say Warner rigged his RV with explosives and packed it in a place typically full of tourists and shoppers, but he also played a message warning people of an imminent explosion, which detonated at 6:30 a.m. on a holiday, a time when the area was basically deserted. He also very peculiarly played Downtown, the Petula Clark song. The one thing that occurs to me, they're trying to investigate any motive here. There appears to be no motive. The only arrest record is a long ago arrest record, 1978, for marijuana. And again, this is a guy who was not poor. He owned two houses that he left to someone 29 years old who they're still investigating. I know that a lot of people have the idea that sooner or later they'll figure something out. And we'll have a better understanding why he did this. I was thinking about one of the worst mass murders in American history, the one that occurred at Las Vegas at that country and western concert. And the guy went into Mandalay Bay, just started shooting out the window. We still have no idea what that was about. And again, it was not a complete outcast in society. It was somebody who had some money, who prepared it painstakingly. And one of the things that is always horrifying is the idea of copycats. And the Associated Press reporting, a man who played similar audio outside a Tennessee church as the Nashville suicide bomber on Christmas Day has been arrested. James Turgeon, 33, drew fears of a copycat Sunday when he parked a white box truck outside King's Chapel Independent Missionary Baptist Church and convenience store, playing similar recordings to those played by Warner in Nashville. Turgeon has been charged with 2 counts of felony, filing a false report, and 1 count of tampering with evidence, and is being held on $500,000 bond in Rutherford County. A computerized voice, seemingly coming from Warner's RV, warned Nashville residents on Christmas Day to evacuate now before the camper detonated around 6:30 a.m. Petula Clark's 1964 single Downtown also was playing from the speakers, according to Nashville police. This whole idea of copycats and mental illness, that Las Vegas shooting, there were 411 people who were injured by gunfire, 61 deaths. And this is 2017. And we still have no idea of the motivation. But the one thing that I think is important is, okay, this just happened. But I think it's very important that we deny people like Anthony Quinn Warner, even though he ends up not being a killer except of himself. But the idea that he says they'll never forget me, I think it would be much better if we don't grant people that kind of posthumous honor. When we come back, there are so many Americans who are distracted, nervous about what is going on in government and what is going on in the country at large. But I got an email that said, armed insurrection may be necessary to stop the stealing of the 2020 election. Really? Serious people, good citizens, people, retired military who actually believe that? We will get to that and much more. Is marriage becoming irrelevant? We'll explore it in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.